The annual Alaska Forum on the Environment is underway at the Dena'ina Convention Center in Anchorage. Yesterday, federal project managers gave updates on cleanup projects across the state within national parks, on federal aviation property, and at defense sites. The Defense Department has 537 formerly used defense sites, or FUDs. Of those, 70 remain active for cleanup. Ken Andrashko is the Alaska Region Army Corps of Engineers Chief of the FUDS program here. He says two sites in Alaska are currently getting the most funding, the Northeast Cape on St. Lawrence Island and the Umiat area near the Colville River in the National Petroleum Reserve. He says this year's ongoing PCB cleanup on Test Well 9 at Umiat is getting underway.
So right now they're getting the camp set up, and I think this week they actually start digging. So they'll be digging out the PCB contaminated soil at Umiat.
The Corps' contractors can only work on the tundra for 2 or 3 months during the winter season. Andrashko says the Navy used PCBs in drilling muds in the 1940s to learn more about where the oil was.
They wanted to see if they would work as a tracer for finding oil during the exploration back in the 40s.
Andrashko says he's hopeful Test Well 9 will be completed during this season. He says another trouble spot is the old Umiat Air Force Station landfill along the Colville River. He says old fuel drums are a large part of the problem, but high water also scrubs out other troubling debris.
Our guess is there's tens and tens of thousands of old drum carcasses. We believe there might be the actual drilling equipment that was used, a lot of heavy iron and old building debris, but certainly there could be a battery because one has popped out in the past and a transformer has popped out in the past before.
Old transformers contain PCBs. Andrashko says cleanup at Northeast Cape on St. Lawrence Island is going well.
The PCBs that have been out there, we finally got all those finished up last year. The majority of the petroleum is out. I think we got at least one more good year this year to do the very active remediation with the big excavators taking out dirt. And then we're going to install a whole slew of monitoring wells to kind of monitor how well the remediation's been going.
Andrashko says federal funding has been steady despite cutbacks in some areas. He says Congress boosted funds nationally for FUDS cleanup last year by $50 million. Bill Huebner with the National Park Service says most sites within national parks are smaller fuel contamination cleanups. He says they have problems with bears pulling the covers off monitoring wells and flinging them around like frisbees and occasionally tipping tanks over. The FAA also deals with fuel cleanup at airports across the state and some PCB problems from old transformers.